It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Vertical farming has caught the attention of the investment community, but production is still limited, mostly to leafy greens. John Purcell and his team at Unfold hope to help vertical farms expand into fruiting crops by offering them new genetics and digital solutions.
They got to broaden the crops. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, glasshouse, greenhouse growers grow peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers. They're highly differentiable. There's products that allow the consumer to think about the sensory experience. You know, there's a way for you to really, really address a market that's looking for a better consumer experience. And I think you can do it in leafies, but boy, when you get into the fruiting crops, you have a lot more opportunities.
Purcell said vertical farms can offer some of the same advantages that greenhouse producers offer, but with higher crop densities.
The same reason why tomatoes, you know, most of the premium product is grown in glasshouse, right? I mean, and those growers, that's the closest thing to vertical farming, really high tech, very clued in on how they grow that crop. They can't control the complete environment because it's the glasshouse, but they do a pretty darn good job. And they have a very consistent quality, but they still suffer through parts of the season because you have variations in sun, you have variations in temperature that they try to control. And hopefully vertical can address, you know, any gaps that might be in that high-tech glasshouse market that's already providing some great produce out there.
Unfold began as a joint venture between Bayer Crop Sciences and Temasek to focus on vertical farming. This is Tim Hammerich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.